For much of the race, Mike Duff and Phil Reed on AJS's and Norton-mounted Derek Minter battled for second place. Reed and Minter started their last lap together.
We'll be right back. This is a 12-inch from Decoder on BS1 Records. Crisis is the title of it. Before that, it was the Pigs Big 78. And I'm sorry we've not dealt with any emails hitherto, but the fact of the matter is we've been rushing around the building doing the radio equivalent of plugging the holes in the fuel tanks with chewing gum. But I think we're airborne now. And here's an email from Carolo, all one word, and it says, to John, or one of his helpers. That's amusing, isn't it? People do imagine there's dozens of us, you know, just say, do this, go there, fetch this. Doesn't happen at all, of course. Anyway, this person says, I hate to be a pain in the ass, but I just missed what you were saying about One Live in Birmingham. I know there's a section on the Radio 1 website, but have you any ticket ordering information? I think you gave out a telephone number, but I missed it. Is there a web link or something someone could send me? I don't know what the answer to that last part is, but what I actually said was, Pulp will play an exclusive headline show for the programme on Wednesday the 31st of October as part of One Live in Birmingham. The show will be at the Academy in Birmingham, and for more details you can call the concert line on 08 700 100 100. And we just have to hope that it's working. I mean, it wasn't about an hour ago, but it may be now. Where are we now? This is Pulp in session, of course. This is Weeds. Sterling stuff. That's Pulp in Session. Weeds is the title of the track, and a version of that will also occur on the new LP. And an email here from Alison from Aberdeen saying, I'm not very well at the moment, and worse when I go back to school after being off. I know I'm going to have lots of work to catch up on. It would cheer me very much if you'd play something for me on the programme fairly early, please, because I need an early night. Are we a bit late for fairly early? I suppose we are, really. But anyway, that was for you, Alison, if you're still with us. And John of Norfolk, it's... John of Norfolk, that's not... It says, hello, John of Norfolk. I'm John of Suffolk. That's the tear that one up. And it's from John of Berkshire. It says, any chance of Hefner's Reading Festival set on your show? I don't do festivals really these days, but I'd sooner stay at home and watch the football on TV, although disastrous though it's been over the weekend, but the less said about that the better. But we can't, I think
I've
Hefner's
got an answer for you.
Is Hefner going out on Lamo's programme?
No. Hefner wasn't recorded.
Right.
But we have got some exciting Hefner news coming up.
Right, exciting Hefner news coming up, says Anita, the producer. And next week we've got some things from the... Is it all Reading or is it from the other festivals as well? All Reading. OK, well, I'll get information about that while this next record is playing. And this is from Suvaris, who recently played on the same bill as Cowcube. We had the problems with his computer, poor lad, but we've got an LP of his, which we'll be playing shortly. But this is Suvaris from a demo that they were kind enough to send us. We cannot help, but we can agree. It does fade in slightly, this. Here it is fading in.
Thank you.
I have to be honest with you, that's the only track on the demo CD that I've heard, because some of the others are amazingly long. There's one track that's about 28 minutes long or something like that, but I will hear more from them. Suvaris, and We Can't Help, But We Can Agree. Now, the dates for next week are these, as we understand them. Tuesday, September the 4th, and you'll notice by the trailer, Dead. Wednesday, Stephen Malkmus, and on Thursday, I'm not absolutely certain yet, because it could be one on, it could be one ensemble, or it could be one solo artiste. I can say no more than that. But as soon as we know, you'll know. And an email here from Miles Smith, and he says, for a change, I'm listening to the show through a fine pair of headphones, so I trust tonight's programme will feature tracks of an exceptional width. It has been pretty wide so far, I think. Will the jarring Tourette's-driven yammerings of the early stretch heads be ping-ponging between my ears tonight? I'm afraid not, Miles. That's the short answer to that. But if I'd remembered to bring one of their records in, then I certainly would play it for you at this very moment. And another email here, this is from Matt. It says, Matt at Superglider, actually, says, I just saw Cat Power at the Reading Festival this weekend. You saw Cat Power last night and everybody talked all the way through a set, you said. Yeah. Where was that?
At the garage.
At the garage, in London. You get an awful lot of that, don't you? People go along, you think they pay good money to go and stand there, and then they just talk all the way through the set. I suppose they feel that paying the money entitles them to do that. Perhaps it does, I don't know.
Well, they clap at the end of the songs.
They clap at the end of the songs, and then as soon as the next song starts, they start talking again, very peculiarly. A recent phenomenon, actually. It's not always been so. Anyway, to get back to Matt at Superglider's email, it says, the set was as magnificent as last week's Peel session hinted it might be. Bright eyes and Mouse on Mars were also particularly good. Any chance of a song by either of these tonight? Matt, I'm afraid in the long-established tradition of the programme, the answer to that has to be no. But he says, I have a Reading web diary going up at www.superglider.com this Thursday for anyone who would like to read a fan's view. Take care, Matt. Well, we'll try and remember to have a look at that when the time comes. And what have I got for you now? This is Aulus Mobile.
Yeah!
Carlos McBailey from Jimmy's Production Records and the LP Fiesta d'Or. Indeed, that's the title track from it. Hugh from Leeds says, I want to see Clute. I mean, I am Clute at the Leeds Festival on Saturday instead of Green Day, having heard them on the programme a couple of weeks ago. I'm very glad I did, as they were brilliant. Other highlights for me were Low Gold and Queens of the Stone Age. And the pig and I, instead of going to any festivals, went to Portman Road to see Ipswich lose, most disappointingly, to... who was it they lost to? Come on, Anita, you know all about football. Charlton, of course it was. And a bad, bad afternoon. They shouldn't have lost, really shouldn't have lost. This is Leanne Hall, and from an LP on Beat Bedsit Records. We'll try and give you some information about the label after I've played you the track. The LP is called Trouble, and this is Running Out. Rather taken aback here, actually, because we've just discovered that the house band for the record label is Anal Beard, whose records I think I have on a couple of occasions played on the programme, but probably not enough. Probably too much, actually, somebody might argue. That's Leanne Hall on Beat Bedsit Records, and you have to go to www.bedsit.freeserve.co.uk. /BBW to find out more about this LP. Sorry, that's me banging the microphone. It's because of the dark in here, because we can't really see what we're doing. We're fumbling in the dark. We have found an emergency light, which is not supposed to be used, except in emergencies, but because we can't see without it, we reckon that that is probably an emergency. That was Leanne Hall from the LP Trouble, and the song is called Running Out. And shall I give that website thing again? www.bedsit.freeserve.co.uk/BBW. And while you're at it, you can also discover all you could want to know and probably a great deal more about Anal Beard. Right. This is, well, not Mum, obviously, but Moom. It has started, but it's... There it goes. Thank you. That's on More Music Records from Berlin, and comes from an LP called Please Smile, My Noise Bleed, and On the Old Mountain Radio is the title of the track, and it's by Mum, but it's got an accent over the U, so it's pronounced Moom, in the same way the pulp is pronounced Poolp. these are the Delgators, I was going to read an email here from somebody who wanted something by... Oh, here we go. Nigel Foster in West Didsbury is saying, my birthday is this Thursday, and I believe it's yours as well. It is, as a matter of fact, Nigel. I like to keep quiet about it. And any chance of a good early White Stripes track or blues that may have influenced them? And he goes on to go on a bit about the White Stripes. But this is a tune that's on Sympathy for the Record Industry Records, which is the same label, if nothing else. And the Delgators are from the LP Pound Down, Car Troubles. Well, what a jolly noise they make, to be sure. From Sympathy for the Record Industry Records, the Delgators, and Car Trouble from the LP Pound Down. This is Yami Bolo.
Babylon, the children, them around. Brutalization, some of them. fire throne. Till a silver sun sits up on a fire throne. Aye, a Jaja fire throne.
Almost missed the end of that, actually, because the device that back times the records for you and tells you when they're about to end isn't working. That's a Yami Bolo on Roots Foundation Records. Jar Fire Throne is the title of it, but the computer is, and you've discovered a website for Yami Bolo, which tells you, amongst other things, that he's had, what, 12 LPs released? We haven't got a single one of them. That's, I mean, that's my fault, obviously. I should have bought them. We've got loads, but, you know, the singles have been fantastic. Who knows what the LPs have been like? And I've got a great number of the singles and have played most of them. And you say he's got a version of a Madonna song? Which one?
Isla Bonita.
Oh, right, OK, that sounds pretty neat. Well, we don't know whether it sounds neat at all, but potentially it's neat. An email here from Nick Mitchell in Bradford saying, nice to hear Pulp in Session. My girlfriend Janine's upstairs listening in bed while I'm slaving away like a fool on some freelance work. Could you cheer us both up by playing something nice? Well, how about the next one from Pulp? This is another tune, actually, which will occur in a different form on the forthcoming LP. It's called I Love Life. Yeah.
Your bedtime story, Mom, and Dad have sentenced you to life. Don't think twice, it's the only reason I'm alive. I feel alright as long as I don't forget to breathe. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe out. Look at all the and houses. I love my life, I love my life. Hey, now slow down a minute. Take my arms and fill them full of life. Don't think twice. Does it ease it? Stayed at your place on the floor of your living room. Well, you made the scene, but it'll never get shown on TV.
As the old song says, the cats are stomping on their heels and toes. That's Pulp in Session. One more from them before the end of the programme. That's called I Love Life. And thanks to Sam Morby and George from Swindon for their various emails. And, of course, everybody else has sent an email in the course of the programme. We read them all, or the bulk of them anyway, but can't read them all out on the radio because otherwise it would just turn into an email programme, which would be nice in its way, but soon it would be nicer to have music, I think, linking the emails. And have we sent George from Swindon his recent the prize he won recently on this programme?
We're not sending it out till Friday.
We're not?
No.
Is that some form of punishment?
No, it's because that's when we're getting them.
Oh, right, OK, fair enough. Because he'll be complaining to us. I know what he's like. This is Areogram.
How can I explain?
Another winner from your Chemical Underground Records, the LP A Story in White by Area Gram, and that track was called Hatred. And a tune coming up now from this demo CD from Cowcube, and he has put his email address in there, so I suppose that's probably how he sells copies of the record, so I suppose it'd be fair for me to give it to you. And I think you ought to get in touch with him, because I think he's a really clever lad, and he's got a sense of humour too, which is rare in this den. Well, it's not that rare, but I mean, you don't hear much in music, so it's cowcube@hotmail.com, as simple as that, cowcube@hotmail.com, and you'll be able to find out about this demo CD, which is very, very good indeed, I have to say. Here's a tune from it, Grooved for Extra Flavour.
Let's see, what's some song that we can do together? I know one.
Now, we'll try it with a hip, hip hop flavour.
Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Come on. Come on. Shake it hard. That's it. Shake it hard.
I like to think that one of these days there'll be a plaque up, one of those blue plaques up on his house in Stowmarket saying Cowcube lived here and giving the dates. That's Grooved for Extra Flavour from his, well, it's an LP, it's a kind of demo LP, cowcube@hotmail.com if you want to know more about that. And an email here from James, 17, from Nottingham, saying hopefully he'll get this in time for tonight's show. I have done, James. I've got a heavy week ahead of me, packing for Sweden and multiple other stresses to do with university mainly. And then he asked me to play something by Armand van Helden, which in the, as I say, in the traditions of this programme, I don't have. I mean, I'd have to carry all of my records with me all of the time, which would be impractical. And it's the kind of thing that... I was thinking about this the other day, you know, this new thing where they're trying to make it impossible to drive cars in and out of towns. So Ken Livingstone, I mean, I admire Ken Livingstone in a lot of ways, but he wants me every week to drag two sacks of mail, CDs, you know, vinyl, 12 inches and demo cassettes and things like this, drag them down to Oxford Circus Tube Station, get on the Central Line, drag them to Liverpool Street, take them to a train, which is almost certainly late if it's there at all, and then travel out to Stowmarket and then make my own way from Stowmarket Station to home. I mean, is that really practical? I have to bring the car into town. I have no choice, and I'm going to be penalised for it and be treated like a rotter. And I don't think that's fair. This is Major Matt Mason, USA. Mr. Softy. Come on, Matt, don't mess about.
Break up your hole, you're falling down around it. Pick up your cup, I'll fill it up with coffee. A hiccup, my stomach's full of Mr. Softy. Now wake up and get this big guy off me. And every time I get somewhere, press them on my hiney. Pick up a drum and take that bone and pound it. Make up a lie and take tell someone you found.